Fantasy Football Almost Daily. It's a waiver wire edition. I am Paul Charchian, my co-host for this podcast, Scott Fish.
What's going on?
What's going on is Jay Ajayi's on injured reserve. Da, da, da.
Wait, you're going right into football? No appliance talk this time?
No appliance talk this time. Although new appliance arrived yesterday for people that wanted a very critical update on my washer dryer situation.
Nice. People want that.
Oh, God, do they? They're fascinated by my dirty laundry. Literally, my dirty laundry.
That's scary.
It was gross. The worst part for sure was not being able to do the sheets every week. I'm a firm believer in no more than 1 week between sheet washings, and when you have no washer dryer for, you know, what ended up being like 10 days, that's too long for me.
We are 100% on the same page with that. I'd never let it go a week. Every Sunday morning.
Yep. I like the cool, crisp, clean sheets. That's the best.
Yep.
And I'm not one of these sweaty sleepers. There are a lot of them out there. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. And I'm not, but I still like the clean sheets.
Yes, absolutely.
Jay Ajayi went on injured reserve. There are a lot of rumors swirling about possible trades and things. I don't really buy any of them, but it is interesting that the Eagles moved. I think it was Fletcher Cox got his contract changed so they could free up some space. And some people think that that's ultimately so they can make a big move for a running back. But I would be shocked. This is not a team that's oriented on a power workhorse running back. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't think they need that. And I don't think they're going to go that way.
I saw a report earlier, I believe, that they had contacted the Bills about McCoy. I believe I saw that earlier. But
I saw another suggestion that the Bills actually think they're going to get a second and third rounder for McCoy.
Then there's, you know, the David Johnson talk, and it all seems
ridiculous. People are just throwing stuff around.
Yeah, exactly.
If McCoy were to go anywhere, I think Jacksonville would be the place for him.
I personally can see that. Yeah.
At which point, Chris Ivory would get intriguing for the waiver wire.
Would they recut Jamal Charles?
Yeah, they should. Honestly,
the Jags.
It would be. That would be interesting. But I think the Bills may have some delusions that they still have some hope for the season, but I don't know. Let's talk Corey Clement, though, and let's talk Wendell Smallwood. Most leagues, both are available. I don't know what these leagues are like.
I know.
Neither is available in any of my leagues.
Nope,
but,
mine either.
You know, across ESPN, Clement available in 72% of leagues and Smallwood in 92% of leagues.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. If either one's available, run, don't walk, right?
Right, exactly. But I had that question this morning, which one do I want? That's the Clement when healthy, I think, was the right answer. But Smallwood, they've been manufacturing touches for him recently, and he's done well with them.
Because they've had to, probably. But you're right. He's maximized those touches a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I like that. If it came down to a goal line carry, I think Clement's getting it. He's 15 pounds heavier. I think he's goal line
that
guy,
is the
and
thought,
that's why I like him.
But they also have been talking about how efficient Smallwood has been in that role.
Yeah.
It's
not clear. And it'll be a rotation between the two no matter what. And then Darren Sproles will come back and muck up the works even further. But it's two capable running backs in a high-functioning offense.
Yep.
So I've got blind bidding recommendations for both of them around 30-35%.
Yeah, you
got
to raise the stakes a little late this time of the season.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
And what the beauty of paying now for these guys, Ajayi's on injured reserve. You're going to get these guys for 10 weeks.
Yeah,
if
he's not coming
back. To the championship. So you get a long run with these guys.
Yep.
Sometimes we're bidding on guys that are just you're
patching. Speculating.
You're patching.
Yeah.
You know, until somebody comes back, like Alfred Morris.
Right.
Alfred Morris is the presumed starter for, they can say it's not a high ankle sprain. It's a high ankle sprain. And I think it's going to be 2-4 weeks in all probability before Matt Breida is back. And then Alfred Morris looks like he's going to be the lead back. Utterly mundane runner who brings virtually nothing to the table.
Yeah, but for a team that is touching, that is giving the running back 25 touches a game, and it's basically him and Juszczyk now.
That's it. What do you think of Juszczyk?
I think in PPR leagues, he's going to find himself to 4 or 5 catches, making him a nice, safe floor candidate, but I don't love him.
He's a bye week. There's nobody else on the waiver wire.
There's only two buys this week, so maybe not this week.
Not this week, but like I said, I think we've got a good, safe 3-ish weeks before Breed is back.
Right.
That's just my finger in the wind. Internet doctors like Dr. Chow looking at the film and going, that's a high ankle sprain, no matter what they're telling you. And I think that carries a lot of weight. The let's shift over to the quarterback position. I love picking up Baker Mayfield right now.
I love
his ownership percentage is 38%. I think he's passed the eye test in his two starts far for sure, right? And he's the best part though. It's the upcoming schedule, which is laugh out loud ridiculous. Next five games. First game, Chargers ranking 23rd against the pass. Then the Buccaneers ranking 32nd, dead last against the pass. Steelers 30th against the pass. Chiefs 29th against the pass, and the Falcons 28th against the pass. Mayfield could easily be QB. He could be QB 10 across all these five games. It wouldn't surprise me.
If Dalton's one, maybe Mayfield's 10.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a great opportunity for him. I really like Mayfield's chances
Tampa Bay,
here.
Pittsburgh, Casey. Unreal.
It doesn't get any easier. Chargers, no. It's hard to believe the Chargers' pass defense has been this bad.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent back there still. So he's the quarterback. He's the only quarterback I think I'd make a play for that's generally available.
Yeah.
You want to add anything to that position?
That's pretty fair. I can't think of anyone that's readily available. That schedule's unreal.
Now we go to the wide receivers and the Taquan Smith desk. It's Scott Fish.
I love Taquan Smith.
Yeah,
mostly because I'm a dynasty guy and you love those raw, talented athletes. But the one takeaway I can take from that awesome performance last night is he didn't play any more snaps than normal. They just got him in the right position.
All right. Even with Ginn out, he didn't see a snap increase?
He a little, 33% to 37%. Saw 26 snaps last week, 26 snaps this week.
Wow.
And they just made more use of him in this game.
And so maybe he's earned a little trust.
Yeah.
So the fascinating part about Taquan Smith for me is bye week this week,
yep.
And then Ted Ginn comes back the next week, and now what?
Yeah.
So
owners are going to be disappointed, I think.
I think so, too. I think he's going to be a November, December guy, not necessarily an October guy. What do you think?
I actually wasn't even sure if he was going to pay off at all this year. I think he might be like a Kenny Galladay last year where he has two or three good games, and you're probably not going to start him at the time. I don't know how much – I love him, and I'm not sure I would spend much money on him.
Especially since it's a bye week this week.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people aren't going to bid on him at all because of the bye week, and he offers no help. So what would you spend on Taquan Smith? Give me a percentage.
If I have basically an open spot on my roster, maybe 5%.
All right. That's about – I have an 8% recommendation in the waiver wire article on FanBall, which I should mention you should reference. Way more information in that than what we talk about here. All right. So moving on. Kiki QT available in 80% of leagues still.
Wow.
I know. Also shocking. Again, none of my leagues, but perhaps yours.
Do they realize Will Fuller's always hurt?
Always hurt, Will Fuller. Always hurt. And we've seen Fuller come back to the pack here in the last couple of weeks as he's tried to play through this hamstring injury, and he's just not himself. QT feels like, all right, well, let's put it this way. Who scores more points, more fantasy points for the rest of the year going forward? Will Fuller or Kiki QT?
If you're giving me full PPR, I'm going to say QT. I think
that?
It's going to be close.
But it is going to be close, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, you can't count on
Fuller.
I need
Fuller the full PPR,
game.
Though, because I think
QT's the touchdowns. Fuller's a proven touchdown scorer.
Yeah, and he gets some. There are games he gets like three catches. But QT's going to get you five or six, I think. So
he's suddenly got a lot of value right now. What do you make of Robbie Anderson, who turned three catches into two long touchdowns?
Frisman Jackson? He's a little different than Frisman Jackson because Robbie's performed before.
Yes, he has. He wasn't half bad just last year.
Yeah, maybe more like Kevin Ogletree then. You know, there are people who've been played for a decade that understand these references.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he'll have some games. I think this was one of Darnold's better games. I don't expect Darnold to have a lot of three touchdown games going forward. So I'm not loving Robbie Anderson, but you can't ignore it. And also, they've switched up where players are playing. And Noon was now playing on the outside with Robbie Anderson.
And look where that got him, by the way.
I know. It's
zero catches. Terrible. Really, really bad decision.
They need to put him back inside.
They have to. He is a slot receiver. Yep. That's what he's meant to do.
Yeah.
I think that was a borderline crazy move. Darnold only completed 10 passes last week, and 3 went to Robbie Anderson. The problem's volume. They don't let him throw.
Yeah.
And I can understand they got to protect him, and you know he's learning on the job, so they feel a compulsion to protect him. But the volume's not going to be there for Robbie Anderson to be an every week starter. You're going to have to pick your spots.
This might be bold, but if I have to blind bid, if your league allows it, I'm putting in a $0 bid, and that's it.
That's it. Bradley Roby, the Denver's cornerback, getting roasted. This is an emerging thing. He's and that whole secondary, the Denver secondary, just isn't close to the unit they've had for years. And obviously, they miss Aqib Talib. They may have ultimately made the right decision. It's not like Talib's playing either, but it's just not the same Denver defense, and not one you have to be worried about.
It reminds me of something we were talking about earlier. Baker Mayfield's fantasy playoffs I looked up earlier was Denver and Cincinnati.
Oh, that could end up being better than it looks like.
So go get Baker Mayfield.
I think you're right. I want to talk about one more receiver, and there's many more listed here, but I think Josh Reynolds is a fascinating pickup right now.
Sure.
Brandon Cooks is on his third known concussion, mm-hmm. and based on the severity of that
second
hit.
Second in under a year.
I don't know when he's coming back. It could be a while. Maybe it's this weekend, and I hope it is. Or maybe we don't see Brandon Cooks for a month. I don't know. But Josh Reynolds, no matter whether it's Cooper Kupp or it's Brandon Cooks, if either one of them does not go, Reynolds will be the guy on the field. Mm-hmm. And this is a team that goes 3 wide like every play.
Yep.
So I think there's going to be, a savvy, deep, deep move. Josh Reynolds, he's got the Broncos defense we were just talking about this mm-hmm. week. What do you think? Am I crazy?
No, and Goff splits it up evenly between those three and only those three that are on the field. Before last week, there was only one target to
a receiver other receiver. Than those three.
Yeah. So if Josh Reynolds is the third in those three, in the three that are on the field all the time, you got to imagine he's going to get something.
I think he might. Who doesn't want a part of the Rams offense that you can pick up for basically free?
They're a 30-point a week offense.
They are a 30-point a week offense, yep. And he could be on the field a lot. Josh Reynolds, second-year player for the Rams. Let's go to the tight end position where everybody's looking for help. Greg Olsen will almost certainly come back for Sunday's game, and Olsen looks they make it sound like he could have played last week in a pinch. So
they're talking him up.
Yeah, they really are. So he's back a little earlier than I expected. He'll get a Redskins defense that just got hammered by Josh Hill last week. So Greg Olsen absolutely should be on rosters. Evan Engram may make his first appearance in a couple of weeks mm-hmm. on Thursday. If it weren't a Thursday game, I'd feel a lot better about it.
Yep.
He may make an appearance on Thursday as well. He should be rostered if he's not. But let's go to guys who are more broadly available. What do you make of Jeff Swaim, Cowboys tight end?
This is after I got in an argument with Brian a couple weeks ago about him. He's playing the most snaps of any tight end in the NFL. He's on the field 90%+ of the time, which is great. He's developed a great rapport with Dak Prescott. Hate his matchup this weekend.
Yeah, he's got the Jaguars this weekend, so I don't know that you want to start him here.
Yeah, no, this isn't the time to start him, and I wouldn't expect much out of him most weeks. I think he's like a 6 to 10 point a week guy, and you got to hope for a touchdown if you want anything more than that.
Right, and so he is a one week by week fill-in type player.
Right.
What do you think of the Uzi? CJ Uzoma.
I don't know that I think much.
If Tyler Kroft is hurt, interested.
If Kroft is hurt, I'm interested more, but I thought they would use him a lot more last week, to be honest.
I did too. He is the starter, and Kroft got hurt. If Kroft's out of this game, I'm interested in him against the Steelers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
He could be a one-week plug-in, the Uzi. Anybody else you want to mention?
Not a tight end.
Mm-mm. Any other position?
You
want to pick up Mason Crosby? I hear he's available in a lot of leagues.
No. I we didn't mention Deonta Foreman, who I mentioned on the show this weekend. I think that there's a chance that Alfred Blue and Lamar Miller are just bad enough that he might get some goal line carries and some snaps down the line. But that Achilles injury is tough to come back from.
And he's got Jaguars up as his first. So he's eligible to come off the IR, not this weekend, but the next weekend, yep. And then it's the Jaguars.
Yep.
So you're really looking at week 8 before you'd consider him. And I don't even know who they have in week 8 or if they're on the bye in week 8, but you're still thinking a few weeks out on Foreman if you want to pick him up.
Yeah, I was trying to look who they have. They have Miami, week 8.
I have a buy one, get one deal at Fanball. If you enter our $30,000 tournament, our sort of signature tournament every week is our $30,000 tournament at Fanball. Mm-hmm. You get a buy one, get one on your first entry when you go to fanball.com/radio. That's the only way you can get it. You have to go to fanball.com/radio, buy one, entry in. I will give you another entry right out of my pocket. Directly, it's got pocket lint on the entry.
That's nice.
How much out of my pocket it is. So fanball.com/radio for that. And also, if you haven't yet checked out our auction game, it is awesome. It is the most fun. It's the funnest
it's
5 so
fun.
Minutes in fantasy football.
It's so fun.
The funnest 5 minutes in fantasy football. It's Fanball Auctions.
Yep.
Give them a try. You can play for free to get the hang of the engine. You can play for cash if you want to. I highly recommend that as well. Fanball.com/bid will get you there, but you can find the auctions right from the homepage.
Yep. And I wrote a Fanball auction strategy article for today, for today's player pool. So if you want to take a quick peek at who's in the player pool and get my thoughts on it, you could go to fanball.com, hit the news tab. And that's where you find Charch's rankings. That's where you find my articles and stuff like that.
Perfect. And this waiver wire article.
And this waiver wire.
Yeah. So you can get all the players, including people we didn't talk about, like C.J. Beathard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nyheim Hines.
Nyheim Hines.
He should be owned everywhere, too.
Yeah, in PPR, he should be. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Scott. Well, everybody, we'll be back. You'll be back tomorrow with somebody.
We'll
be doing something. We'll be doing something tomorrow. I won't be, but you guys can. All right, bye.